990PRW2T Mobile. T-Mobile.
I'm short time, N4ZLK.
Don't normally expect to hear you this time of day.
An errand, having a gas appliance installed, and I'm picking up a part for them so they can keep working.
I had to do the other day when a contractor was here putting up a new range hood for me. Had to go out to Lowe's and pick up a reducer for them, so. Been there, done that, you know.
I'm waiting. Sorry, my microphone cord's messing up. I'm happy to do it for them, but anyway, I'll let you go. I'm about at the store here. N4ZLK.
All right, we'll catch you later. W2T Mobile.
AB4CBA Mobile.
Anybody on the air? Oh, hello, David. W2T Mobile.
Cut me loose, Rusty. I tell you what, I hope you're not driving anywhere around where I am.
Only a couple of miles from the grocery store. I'm headed back to the house. Had to go get me an onion to go in my chili today. And, yeah, I realized I started getting all the stuff out to make the chili, and then I realized I was out of onions, so I went and picked up one and also had to get me some orange juice. And now I'm headed back to the house to cut up an onion, start browning the hamburger, and start mixing up my chili.
Sounds good. Well, I'm headed out to play some tennis. Gosh, I haven't played in, since last Tuesday, so it's been almost a week. So, anyway, I guess I'll remember which end of the racket to hold.
If you don't, you'll remember the first time the tennis ball hits you in the head when you're trying to swing at it with the skinny end.
I think it will come back to me in a hurry. Oh, me. Well, went up to Maggie Valley last week and helped my sister out, and she had some oral surgery, and but she did really well, and everything turned out good. So, in fact, it turned out a lot better than she thought it would. So, and I'm glad of that, but I stayed with her a couple of days to, you know, to look out for her in case she needed something.
I'm going to have to go down to Florida again here in the next 30 days to spend some time with my sister, because they're going to do some more surgery on that shoulder, and hopefully what they're going to do this time will take care of the problem so they don't have to even think about going in to do a complete shoulder replacement. So she's not looking forward to that, so she wants the other to get done and have it work like it's supposed to. So I'll go down and spend a week or so with her just to take care of her and make sure she gets around, get something to eat, and all that other good stuff, you know. So anyway, that's what I'll be doing sometime soon.
So, what part of Florida will you be in?
Jacksonville, St. Augustine area.
I've always wanted to stay in Jacksonville. When we went to Florida, we had my aunt and uncle lived down there, and in Fort Lauderdale, and so, you know, Jacksonville's only about halfway there from Greenville, so we had to keep going.
That's about it. And well, I'm home, David. Got to get inside and get to cooking. Talk to you later. KB4CBA W2T 73s for now.
Rusty, well, enjoy that food, and we will talk to you later. Glad you got home in one piece. 73s, WU2T, KB4CBA Mobile.
N0TR, going mobile. Good morning, Rusty. Talk to you whenever you get settled. We're just leaving Walmart.
Walmart? Polymart, you got some of those mass consumables, as you like to call them. So did you leave anything for somebody else, or did you clean them out?
Today is $36, I think, Dave. How's your day?
You must have just bought a piece of candy or something. That's going good. I'm going to play tennis, and, so far so good. I had to get up this morning at the Bach and reserve a court for Wednesday, and I'm the captain this week of one of the groups, and so the captain has to get up and reserve the court, and you got to do it right at 7 o'clock, right on the dot, or you're not going to get one. And so I had to set my alarm for that one.
Got her done, just like Larry the Cable Guy. We're not going far, Dave. We're just going across the street to Aldi's now. And, I know you're not interested, but if it ever happens, that's an instant-type urinary tract infection thing. And down at CVS, it's $15 and something. And here at Wally World was $9-something. Some lady came out of there a while ago, and she says, "Guys, I spent $20 for that little bitty sack of nothing, and I wonder where it went." And I had the notion to tell her Joe Biden slush fund. Man. Makes you wonder if that stock market's going to keep going up, 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 because it's really been doing good.
As long as you're looking, seeing green up there, their arrows are pointing up, you're doing all right. And that's good. Oh, me. I tell you, this is going to be an interesting election. I'm going to be interested in November to see how everything turns out.
I have no idea. It's crazy. I do wish some younger people get in there, but nobody pays any attention to what I want or say, so that's good. But I try not to watch very much of it, Dave. It makes me sick of my stomach. And Bernice, you going in?
Yeah. Hi, Dave.
Well, at least I know Tom's behaving because you're sitting there. And he knows better than to act up when you're there. And sometimes he gets kind of wild. You know, you have to calm him down, cut him down a notch or two. But anyway, I'm like you, Tom. I and my wife, we watch a little of the local news on Channel 4, and get the weather, and I think we watched about 20 minutes, and then she'll look at me and she said, "Well, you seen enough?" I said, "Yep. I sure have," and and we change it to something else, and that's the end of the news. So, we'll turn on at 4 o'clock, and by 4:20, we're done with it.
What we do, we get the weather there, or Channel 7, or Channel 21. The minute they go to politics, we switch it back over to the Grit Channel and watch, good stuff. Gunsmoke, Tombstone Territory, 20 Mule Team Borax or whatever, and Zingray Theater. All of the more modern ones, Dave.
Do they still show Hogan's Heroes? I used to love to watch that.
Yeah, I'm pretty near every day. I think that's on 4-2. It's over the air. And I bet we watch 90% over the air, and yet I've got the cheapest Spectrum thing I can get, but I think it runs $104, counting the internet. Well, thought about dropping it, but they do have some good Westerns on INSP on Spectrum now and then. The kids have got Peacock. I don't know, they switch around all the time. And they used to have Hulu, and that was pretty good. But we're not much on sitting around. I like these stories about the weather, ice road truckers, mountain men. But now they're all starting to be reruns to us. So it's hard for us to find anything on there. But over the air seems to be the best bargain of all.
It's definitely the best bargain. I mean, you know, more bang for your buck. You know, I like to watch air disasters, and there's a show on there that has some airplane crashes in where is it? Alaska. It's just, you know, there's so many planes in Alaska, especially small planes, because, you know, that's the way they get around up there. That's the way they move, you know, a lot of the products around up there, because it's just, you know, there's no roads to some places. So you either fly or you don't go. And so anyway, it's just really interesting, and the stuff that they run into up there, wow, it's just absolutely amazing. I just can't imagine living up there. It would take a special person to live up there, and I like watching the airport up there and how they keep the runways all cleared off and all that, and the things they run into. It's just really interesting.
I agree 1,000%. I like those. I've watched those on YouTube some, and it's pretty amazing. And we were taught a lot about that in flight crews and that. The next deployment, if it went, I don't know, I was out by then, would have been to ADAC, Alaska, which is out in the Aleutians. And those guys talked about, the P-3 was, I think, 140,000 pounds, and then it carried 9,300 gallons of JP-5 in it. And they said, you know, it lands on the back wheels, and then the nose gear comes down, so it's kind of tilted up in the back. And they said everybody would unstrap, run towards the cockpit to keep the nose down because the winds are over 100 miles an hour out there in the Aleutians at times. And if it tumped it back on the tail, well, you'd lose your mad gear and you'd lose possibly the radar. Not a good thought out there in the Aleutians. But at any rate, we watched Tougher in Alaska. That's on real early in the morning, like between 7:30 or 8. And then it goes to Billy the Exterminator, which is some freak on there going out capturing bugs and whatnot, so we don't watch that. But that Tougher in Alaska is really good. They were putting up a seismic sensor on top of a mountain that transmits movement, you know, because they have so many earthquakes up there. It's a real good show. And I like the backwoodsy type thing, because we lived in Kansas 62 years. And when I'd go fishing, many times I'd never see a human being, and that suited me just fine. This is NZRLTR. Go ahead, Dick.
No, that sounds like an interesting show. Okay, well, I have pulled into the parking lot here at the sports club, so I've got about 9 minutes to get out in the court, so I'm going to have to skedaddle, as they say, or as we say sometimes. That's one of those southern terms. I don't think a lot of northerners would understand that word. That's one of my favorite. You have a good rest of the day. Enjoy this, all this sunshine, and I'm going to see if I can hit this little yellow ball. Behave. And we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final. N0TRK4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Have a great game and a safe game. I hope you win. And skedaddle is an oldie. I've heard that many times. It's not just a southern term. Now, footy duties and worker bills. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard of those or not. My boss was from Arkansas, and he didn't know anything about electricity, and he said, Tom, go fix machine 296. It's got a hooty-dooty bad on it. He didn't know an ohm from an amp. And I hope you got your new meter you talked about the other day and are enjoying it. 73's, it's a blessed day, Dave. And nice talking to you this morning. I'm going to go in and try to slow Bernice down from throwing money away. KB4CBA and 0TR, clear.
I get in trouble on that last one, but anyway, I'll come to your funeral. KB4CBA.